celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome. Happy 4th of July weekend to you. Grab your pets, bring them on around the radio for another, at least a couple of hours of Animal Radio for you. A big show. We have Zach George. He'll be back. He's this revolutionary trainer, dog trainer, who trains by making it fun for both the animal and you. And he has a brand new book out called The Dog Training Revolution. We will give away copies. Also on the way, we're going to talk to those cloning experts at Viagen again. They have some cloning success stories. They called me up last week and they said, Hal, we'd like to really share these with your audience. I said, let's go ahead and do that. So they'll be on with their cloning success stories in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Also, five things you must do before your pet goes missing.
Rob, I can think of a couple.
Don't let them go missing.
Well, and this is especially an important topic before the holiday.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
you know, a lot of pets get afraid of the noises and the boom from fireworks. So this is a very important topic. Everyone needs to listen up.
Yeah, the week after 4th of July is the busiest week in shelters.
Yep. All these animals run away because they get scared from the boom, boom, boom. They end up usually in the shelters. So we'll find out exactly what's on Robert's mind in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. What are you working on over there in the newsroom, Lori?
Oh, Hal, you know I am a total sucker for a guy who loves a cat or any animal. But, you know, you're a guy who loves cats. And I just, because it's just not the typical. We women love animals differently. And anyhow, there's a filmmaker who has a cat, and they've been in the news before, a blind cat.
Oh.
And, yeah, he's making movies about her. Just a real touching story.
I noticed you have a lot of cat stories in today's news. Very cat-centric.
Cats and chickens.
Cats and chickens.
Cats and chickens. Yes, I do love myself some cats, and people make fun of me because I like cats. You know?
I know, and I don't know why that is, but we need to make it acceptable.
Yes.
There's a good Facebook page called Show Your Soft Side. And it's all about, like, big macho men loving dogs and cats.
Yeah, I'm not a big macho man, but...
Okay, skinny macho guy.
Look at Joey Villani, for instance. I mean, he's a pretty macho guy. And if you ran into him in a dark alley, you would run the other way. You'd be scared. But and I can say that because he's not in the studio right now. But you could see, if you saw him with little kitties, little kittens in his hand.
Or saw him with his bird Gurney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd understand that.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones for your calls. That's the most important part right now. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And let's go to, is it Lily or Lily?
Lily.
Hi, Lily. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I've got the good doctor right here. What's up?
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. So about a week or so ago, well, I noticed that our dog had a watery eye. It was a little bit lower than her other eye, but it just looked like maybe she's a chihuahua and a weenie mix. So she likes to go outside and dig around and mess around, like, in the backyard with the tomato plants and just, you know, like, walk into stuff. So we thought maybe, you know, she brushed it up against something. It just looked watery and a little bit lower. So we took her to the vet, and he thought when just by looking at her that she had conjunctivitis.
Okay.
And once, you know, he was telling us about that, you know, and what it meant, and but he hadn't touched her yet. He was just kind of like looking at her from a distance. Then when he got up close to her, you know, he pulled down her eyelid to make sure, and that's like when this thing just kind of like popped out, and he said it was called a cherry eye. So he's like, forget everything I just said about the conjunctivitis. This is not conjunctivitis. She has cherry eye, which I had never heard of.
Yeah.
So neither have I.
Panic mode. Panic mode. It looked like an actual cherry was in her eye when he pulled down her lower lid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. So, yes. So what did you end up doing for it?
Okay. So at that moment, he was like, look, it looks bad. It's really not. What it is the third eyelid, there's a tear duct or some kind of a duct, and it's blocked. Or he was saying something like it's shaped like a T, and it, you know, could be, you know, damaged. It could be broken. It could be, you know, this is hereditary. It could be that she, like, brushed up against something, or that, you know, maybe got poked by
something. But what did you end up doing? Or did you make a decision on steps on how to manage this?
Well, at that moment, he was like, you know, we can do surgery on it. But at this point, you know, he suggested that we take this BNP ointment, which is a cortisone ointment, I think, put the ointment in her eye 2 times a day, because that way it'll help the swelling go down. And he said that we could manage it by doing that, because if it happens once, it can happen again. And not only can it happen again, but it can also go to her other eye. And he told us the risks of surgery, that he could, you know, do the surgery, take it out, you know, take that the piece of the duct out, put a couple of stitches in there, but that the rate of it actually working is, it might come back, in other words.
Right, right. Okay, so let me give you my spiel on the cherry eyes, because obviously Hal's never heard of this. So cherry eye is just kind of a general term for it's basically a prolapse of a gland in the third eyelid. So dogs have 3 eyelids, the regular ones that have hair, and then the third one is in the corner of their eye. You don't normally see it. It kind of tucks down below the eyelids unless they're experiencing pain or inflammation, and then you kind of see it rise up. Yeah. And within that third eyelid, there is a gland that produces tears. So in dogs with a cherry eye, what generally happens, there's a combination of factors. There is a genetic tendency for a cherry eye, and we do see it in certain breeds. We see it a lot in Chihuahuas. We see it in Bulldogs, Cocker Spaniels, I have to say a lot in Beagles. And so there's some genetic link to that. And basically it means that there's some looseness to the connective tissues along that eyelid. So some dogs also, it may be precipitated by things like allergies, conjunctivitis, inflammation, things like that. So it might kind of be a combination of factors. So, but when it does occur, it's not something that's contagious to the other eye. So I wouldn't say your dog's other eye may catch it, but your dog may have that tendency for it in both eyes. So even though it's not apparent in the second eye yet, it may very well be down the road and show up. So if we definitely have a established cherry eye, surgical replacement is the preferred treatment of these things. And I do sometimes play with these if they're, you know, really small and not that established. I might put a little anesthetic in the eye and pop the gland back in temporarily and use some topical medications to see if we can keep the inflammation at bay. But it's generally a temporary thing, and most dogs will go on later to have, you know, the gland pop out. So that cherry kind of comes right out and is very apparent.
And, you know, right now that you just described it, that's exactly what he did. Because when he took her in the back, he did the
fluorescein stain, yeah.
There you go, to make sure that she didn't have any scratches in her eye.
Exactly.
After he did that, he said, you know, I was able to pop it back in. I was like, I don't even want to know what that entails.
It's not horrible. No, it's not horrible. It's a little anesthetic we put in the eye, and it's a little kind of manipulation with a Q-tip on the eyelid. So it's not a big deal. It's not horrible.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense too, because then after we left and we were talking about it. Now, obviously, if surgery is the best option for her, then that's definitely what we'll do. But what really freaked me out is that I got online and I started seeing, you know, message boards about, you know, people that had been dealing with, you know, their pets having cherry eye. There's YouTube videos about, you know, showing you how to massage the gland back.
Yeah.
So there's just like so much stuff out there. And I thought, you know what? This is crazy. Either I'm going to go based off of what, you know, her vet says, who's been, you know, her vet, we can get a second opinion, and, you know, we need to leave it at that, because there's just too much craziness out there that you can get your hands on.
True.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I mean, you can look online and see videos on how to do surgery on your pet, but that doesn't mean we want you to do it. So yeah, exactly. No, for cherry eye, my spiel on cherry eye is really that if we have the gland sticking out, the best thing is to replace it. One is we don't want to remove the gland, because a lot of people say, oh, can you just cut it out? So we're done and over with, and there's no risk that this will come back popping out. And we do want to preserve that gland. We don't want to remove it, because it does have important tear function for the eye, and we can set up the eye for becoming a dry eye if we take that gland out. So we want to preserve it. Usually there's a couple different techniques that veterinarians will use. There's what we call a pocket technique, and there's also an anchoring technique. Depends on what your veterinarian likes to use and what their comfort level is. And I too warn people, hey, you know, this can come back. So my choice and when I recommend surgery is I approach this one of two ways. One is you want to see a board certified ophthalmologist. I got three of them in my town. Absolutely. We can send you straight there and you'll have the best chance of the best outcome of the surgery. But otherwise, this is a surgery a lot of veterinarians do in general practice. So as long as your veterinarian's comfortable with that, you know, then I'll tend to do that surgery. If it comes back a second time, then maybe I'll kind of encourage that client to go see a specialist, because it really depends a lot on the shape and the depth of the orbital rim, underlying factors. If we've got a lot of conjunctivitis, allergies, and other types of eyelid disorders on, you know, what our likelihood is to come back. So, but all that being said, if it's there, I would do surgery. I would definitely not focus on trying to massage to do something on a long-term basis. I don't think that'll help you at all. And it'll just make you go crazy.
Oh my goodness. You have no idea. Thank you so much, doctor. I really appreciate, you know, your thoughts on it, because it's, you know, when your vet is telling you something, it's just, and not that I don't, obviously I trust him, you know, he's her vet for a reason. And, you know, we've been with him since she was a puppy, since we rescued her, but it just makes, you know, you feel so much better to hear it from someone, from another professional that, you know, knows what they're talking about, that you've listened to. So it just makes me feel more comfortable with the decision of, you know, going ahead and having him, you know, go ahead, take care of it.
Good.
All right. Well, glad I could be of some help. And isn't that a great weight off your chest? Because all that worrying, it just drives us pet owners crazy.
Also just says something about Dr. Google, too. You can really find just about anything online, and there's a lot of misinformation. So I'm glad that you're listening to the guy that went to school and is versed in taking care of your animal.
Probably has
your
exactly.
Yeah. Lily, thanks so much for your call. Toll free.
Thank you, guys.
1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team, or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
When is a t-shirt more than a t-shirt? How about when it's a uniform for your employees, a giveaway for your customers, or a wearable billboard for your business? Custom t-shirts from Vistaprint put your logo front and center, and for a limited time, they start at under $6. It's easy to design your own, and they have no minimum order quantity. So turn a basic tee into an opportunity. Custom t-shirts start at just $5.99 at Vistaprint.com. Enter promo code PROMO at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code PROMO. Offer ends July 31st.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.